In India today, we find many, many holy places, and perhaps one of the holiest of places is Kedarnath in the region of the Himalayas. Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father, vowed that if he would have a son, he would conduct a pilgrimage and go to all of these holy places. But Krishna, not wanting his father to have to leave Vrindavan, arranged for all of the holy places to come to Vrindavan. And therefore, in the Vraja area, we find the place of Kedarnath. Just as Krishna is the source of all incarnations, Vrindavan, Vraja is said to be the source of all holy places. And therefore, by visiting Vraja, one can actually benefit themselves in the sense that they visit all holy places. In Kedarnath in Vraj, one has to climb up a steep hill in order to reach the temple of Lord Shiva, just as though they were having to traverse up the Himalayas. Lord Shiva is an embodiment of compassion. Lord Shiva is said to be the greatest of all Vaishnavas. And interestingly today for us, Lord Shiva is also said to be the protector of the holy Dham. No one can enter Vrindavan, no one can enter Braja unless they have the permission, blessings and grace of Lord Shiva. Yes, you can take time off. Yes, you can collect a visa. Yes, you can buy an air ticket. Yes, you can make all the arrangements to arrive in Vrindavan Dham. And you may even be successful in making all of your arrangements to come to Vrindavan. However, one will never really be able to enter unless one has the blessings, grace, and good wishes of the devotees of Krishna. And therefore here in Kedarnath, in the place of Lord Shiva, who protects the Dham, we're remembering that without Krishna's devotees, there is no access to Krishna's playground.